4DJW mobile.
N4HHC.
How are you doing?
Doing well, just recovering from the gully washer we had this morning. So I think everything's still in place here.
512, that's the first time we've had a gully washer since I had leaf filters put on the gutter. So I went around the house while it was coming down and looked at every window. If not, it was going down in the gutter like it should and being shuffled off to the side. So I had that done back in the summer and just now having enough rain to be able to test that out.
Well, that was a good test, I will tell you. I've been tempted to do that, but I've held off. I've got a guy who does gutters, and he comes over and checks mine and cleans them out for me, and it's worked really good. He'll put the guard over it, but I've held off on it so far.
20 years too. My neighbor was getting it done, so, and he sent them to my house. So he got a $100 discount by me signing up. But I just came up a really steep hill where the upper part of the hill had the ditch on the side of the road deep in leaves. And the middle part of the hill was somebody's front yard. And then the bottom of the hill was back in leaves again. And the leaves from up the hill, the water was so deep that it overflowed the sides of the ditch on both sides. There was rows of leaves on the inside and the outside of the ditch for the house that was about middle ways up. It left a watermark, a high watermark made out of leaves in that ditch. That was a really big gully washer.
That's something else. We've got a ditch. The one in front of our house is not very deep, but the one next to us, it's where we have a power line that goes through, and so there's kind of an empty spot there. And the people use that for the yard waste pickup. And those guys, when they pick it up, they scoop out more dirt, than they get yard waste. And that has become, a real problem. And Monday, we had a guy and there's a slight curve right there. And he just came around, I guess, and just got a little too close to the edge and slipped off. And so two wheels on his car on the right side were hanging off. It's that deep, and he was resting right on the edge of the pavement.
It's the last sentence. Say that again. I was at the drive-through window. It was my turn. Say that again, the last part of that.
Oh, no problem. We've got a spot right beside our house that they do a yard waste pickup, and the people that come and scoop it out, I think they get more dirt than they get yard waste. And so a car the other day just slipped off the edge because there's no bank at all. It's you go from pavement straight to, like a 3-foot deep ditch. Over.
Had that in it and the other day, and you could look down in that hole. You get two wheels off in that hole, you're going to be stuck.
If you're going fast enough, I guess it's possible you could continue to slide, until you got out of the deep part. But, I mean, that deep part's probably 15 feet long, so it's going to take a lot of movement. And no telling what you do to the underside of your car.
Exactly what I was thinking about. You're going to be grinding metal on that. That's like a big grind wheel. Using the earth as a grind wheel. It doesn't take long to grind that metal down. Nuts, bolts, screws, whatever, your frame, whatever it comes in contact with.
What I would worry about is the muffler system on if you had one on the right side, it, you could mess it up bad. Anyway, so yeah, we've got up the street a ways where people had leaves in the ditch there. You can see the high water mark now, where they're all washed up on the edge.
Because I noticed when I'm cutting grass after that last year, when I was cutting grass after a big storm like that, there's certain places where my gutters go underground, where they don't just open up into the ground and then go down a hill, because that causes erosion. So they buried them. They sent them under, and then when it gets to the woods where there's plenty of tree roots and stuff like that to keep erosion from happening, the pipe just comes up out of the ground. And when I'm cutting past that on the lawnmower, they look, after a storm like this, they're bright and white and clean on the inside. Before the storm, they're grungy and dirty, but after the storm, they're like somebody poured Clorox in there. You can see the bright white inside of the tube when you ride by it on the lawnmower.
That's a lot of forceful cleaning. It's like a power wash, I guess. Pretty neat. So what, anything happening lately with the repeater or what would we say, any of the programming on the controller, over?
Talking about that a couple of times in the last week or two, a little bit earlier too. That's all going to start back now. Now that, you know, we're free from all, well, not free from it, but there's, people have a handle on COVID. So that's all going to start back now. But we've got to be selective about what we start back, because a lot of new people in the club, and not real easy to get volunteers to do anything. It's like Johnny and I were discussing that years ago. It used to be that, the man of the house, the family kind of followed what the man of the house did. Like back when my dad and his dad were doing that, we'd all go to Mount Pisgah and we'd be running around the mountains, and our dads would be setting up radios and antennas and stuff like that. And there would be like nothing to see, 20 or 30 tents out in the woods. Nowadays, the families have changed. The family dynamic has changed significantly to where the family follows the kid, right? Got a soccer game I got to go to. Got this other thing got to go to. So that change in family dynamics makes it really difficult for us to do that kind of stuff that you're talking about. W4DJW.
DJWN4HHC. Now, you hit the nail on the head there. That really is true. The time that is spent, you know, chasing your kids' activities around, it's incredible. I know my I got four daughters, and two of them have you know, kids that are well up into sports and activities and all like that, and you can just get run ragged over.
Over in Raleigh, she does that for both of her daughters, my granddaughters, both of them. Her whole life is consumed with what city she's taking which daughter to for what soccer game at what point in time. I mean, whenever they get near here, we leave. We drop everything and go to them. So we're as guilty as anybody else when they do that, when they get close to here. And sometimes we drive all the way over to Raleigh to see them. But it's a different world than it used to be. And then people, you know, wonder, well, I wonder why we're not making progress on this or making progress on that. And it's like it takes a village. It's not one or two people that do it. It used to be we'd have 30 or 40 active members that were participating in, you know, building out stuff like that. And that has just dwindled down just because, you know, times change. Life changes. People change. Habits change.
That's exactly right. I have really enjoy the testing, and every third Saturday morning so far hadn't been much of a conflict with grandkid activity. So we'll see. But no, that a blast. Meeting new people, hearing why, you know, kind of intimidating on the radio, trying to encourage them if they fail, you know, just things like that, and let them know what's the next step. You got your license now what? But I had just really, really enjoyed the testing program. I can't even have an idea how long I've been doing it now.
Another good point. You made an investment in becoming a VE, and when you make that investment, you want to get your money's worth, right? So if you never use it, you never put on any VE sessions, then you probably wouldn't be as motivated to go to those things. But since you did, and you are, and you can, and you're getting, and you know, 21 days makes a habit. You do it for 21 days straight, makes it a habit. That works good too. And that's what we've got to build back, is people making an investment that makes it to where they want to go redeem their investment. You know, more than, you know, like $20 a year for club dues. So that's not, I mean, you can pay more of a tip. That can be, I pay tips that are higher than that on one single meal. So that's not much of anything. But that's something else we debate and we talk about. Anyway, I'm sitting here in the driveway with lunch. My wife's in there working from home, and I was upstairs doing my research for model airplane, autonomic flighting, and I got hungry and decided just to run over to Little Rebel and get lunch. Anyway, I appreciate the ride over there and back, Warren. You guys take care. Look forward to figuring some way out to get people motivated, to get them moving, to do more for the club. But that'll come in time. N4HHC, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave, good to chat with you, and appreciate all you do, and the net operators appreciate all they do. So it doesn't go unnoticed here. But 73s, and have a good day. N4HHC. 4DJW,
welcome.